Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
What happens when you live a miracle-filled life? You say goodbye to your old small self and say hello to your soul. Each week on Breakthrough Miracle Radio, Saskia and her guests show you how to take the first step, release your fears, and move from stuck to unstoppable. Learn to overcome any obstacle that's stopping you and turn adversities into adventures. Saskia's life is living proof that extraordinary choices lead to an extraordinary life. She triumphed from being held at gunpoint in the jungles of Africa to traveling to over 55 countries, helping people around the world tap into the power of their soul. You know you have a calling. Each week, let Saskia and her guests show you how to birth your biggest dreams. Here is your host, Saskia Roel.
Hello, everyone. I'm your host, Saskia Roel, and you're listening to Breakthrough Miracle Radio. And we are live each Wednesday on Transformation Talk Radio at 6 a.m. Pacific, at 8 Central, and at 9 Eastern Time. And this show is all about soul. It's about your soul, how to listen to your soul and activate your greatest potential. And whether that is if you want to write your book or you want to change your career or you want to get a really healthy body or you want to birth your baby or find true love, everything is possible. And I have for you 7 free gifts to unlock that breakthrough miracle. And I'm announcing it right at the beginning of the show, because if you're maybe behind your computer, you can go to www.breakthroughmiracles.com and you won't not only get 7 free gifts to unlock your breakthrough miracle, you also get every Monday morning a soul card reading. And that's very excited to really help you activate your great potential. Today, we're having a wonderful guest. I'm so excited. We have talked with Don before, but this is Don McCann, and he's going to talk about the miracle of aligning your body with your soul to achieve your higher purpose. And he's going to talk about the energetic approach for rehabilitating most pain syndromes by taking the principle of hands-on healing to a complete new energetic dimension where energy takes place of the hands, where time, space, and distance is not a limitation. So stay tuned. We are live each Wednesday, and today, as we're going to go into our show, I want to talk a little bit about Don. He is the founder and director of Structural Energetic Therapy. He has been in private practice since 1978 in Lutz in Florida. He's a licensed massage therapist, a licensed mental health counselor, a certified structural energetic therapist with a master's degree in counseling. There is so much to say about Don. I can keep on talking, but I want to have him talk, but I want to explain a little bit more about him, because he adds to his holistic practice also the cranial structural techniques, bioenergetic therapy, gestalt therapy, rebirthing, silver mind control, polarity therapy, yoga, regression hypnosis, touch for health, Reiki, matrix energetics. Don, there is so much to say about you, but I want to welcome you and have you talk now. Welcome.
Well, good morning.
It's great to have you.
No, it's great to be on the show again. Where shall we start today?
What?
Where shall we start today? What shall I start talking about?
We're going to start, Don, I know you have so much to share. We're going to start with what I like to ask everybody who comes on my show now. Is Don, what was your biggest breakthrough moment or miracle in your life?
Wow, that's a big one. But I'm going to go to one that's the opening of the energetic healing, where I really became aware that the work I've been doing with my hands physically to help people rehabilitate from pain could actually be done energetically. I had a client who was on blood thinners and had had a stroke and was very, very limited on their left side, almost paralyzed. And because of the blood thinners, I was going to be very limited to what sort of hands-on therapy I could do for them. Yeah. And the client was lying there I'd taken Silva Mind Control years ago, so, and I'd taken Reiki and a lot of things, so I had a lot of energetic training. But M-Matrix Energetics was in my life at that point. So I started looking at what I could do to work with that person to get some sort of profound effect, because they really needed something major to happen in their life. And I just went ahead and Richard Bartlett talked about going into the heart. And I've been meditating and building that heart torsion field energetically for a long time. So I just dropped into my heart and I saw the cranium. And the cranium is an amazing thing because it has two specific bones that move. And in fact, one of them is even called the God bone, the sphenoid. But I saw that and I envisioned it in light. And when I envisioned it in light, it started to move and change. And I just kept envisioning and watching it, kind of like a camera would watch something without really intending too much to happen, although my intention, being in the heart, was for something good to happen for this man. And I'm envisioning it in light, and it does a number of very interesting movements, and then it stops. And I turn over and look at the man, and this is a man who couldn't raise his left arm. And he'd raised his left arm and was scratching the top of his head. And I said, "You're scratching your head." He said, "Yeah, it itches." I said, "Are you aware you're using your left arm to do that?" And the look that came over his face was just priceless. I mean, just he had been totally unaware of it. And he left that session being able to use his left arm where he'd had no use when he came in. Well, I was just amazed. It's like this was exactly what I'd wanted to have, and now it was suddenly being manifested physically in the universe in healing people. So I was just totally excited and just ready to go forward with this and develop it even further. And now I had verification with somebody that was really severely limited that we could do some amazing things energetically.
It is, you know, I'm just listening to you and completely picturing this and having the chills, because I know these things are possible, right? It's like such a discovery. And like you say, then suddenly this man is raising his left arm and not even knowing what has happened. Is our mind getting in the way, Don, of our healing?
I think our minds get in the way. And I also think we've lost sight of something, that we're here in a body. And the miracles need to take place manifest in a body or around us in a physical world. And we're out of alignment with the magic of the miracle and what our bodies are doing. We get stuck in the inability to be in alignment with that higher power because our bodies aren't in alignment for where we want to go. One of the things that I've noticed about people, and everybody I've noticed, is we have a twist in our body called, I've named core distortion. And this seems to be the source of about 95% of musculoskeletal pain. And the twist also goes ahead and cuts off the energy flow through the chakras. So noticing that and working with that for a while, I've noticed there's an incredible difference in the people that start to align, and that twist goes out, to the people that still have the twist. And the energy of the chakras is meant to flow upward and also be able to flow downward. And this twist has major areas that block off that flow. And once we get the twist out, that energy flows. Now, what was amazing, and I mentioned it in the earlier story, was the cranial bones. There's a misalignment in those cranial bones that corresponds to this twist. And when I've been working for years with the body physically, working to get the twist out, I wasn't working with the cranium. When I started to work with the cranium, I found that was really the overall key to the whole thing. Once we got the cranium to start to unwind its distortion, the rest of the body would come out of its torsion, and that alignment of energy that would allow people to align to their higher purpose and soul was now evident for people. And people were walking in with amazing stories about how now they were able to not only be out of pain, but all of a sudden things were just happening in their life. Well, I was thinking about wanting to be in a relationship, and all of a sudden they showed up.
Well, Donna, I need to cut you off because we're going to break time. But everybody, it's a fascinating conversation I'm having with Don McCann about, you know, miracles by aligning with your body. Stay tuned. We're going to be right back after the break.
want to write a book, find your soulmate, change careers. Saskia helps her clients to reinvent their lives through her breakthrough program, 7 Gifts to Unlock Your Breakthrough Miracle.
The daily support, the guided meditation, the powerful exercises designed of the 7 gifts to unlock your miracle to expand awareness and help me to consciously create the life I want for myself and my family.
You'll learn her proven secrets to unlock your miracle in just 7 days.
You know, each day I look forward to discovering what new technique or tool Saskia offers us in order to find our highest purpose. It offers that daily. I am held accountable for my goals to live a healthy and happy life. Right now, I have renewed energy to write my book, and I even wrote my first chapter after only 5 days of this program.
Visit BreakthroughMiracle.com to receive your free 7 gifts to unlock your miracle or to schedule a free breakthrough session with Saskia. Call 978-302-0861.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
Want to know what the best-kept secret in Access Consciousness is? It's the Access Gold Club. Demanding more change and the latest and greatest, but can't always get to all the classes you desire? Let Gary and Dane come to you. Join the Gold Club, and each month you'll receive a 60-minute live call, a weekly email on the month's theme containing the latest clearings in written form, and an MP3 loop. Twice a month, receive a brand new video with Gary and Dane. How does it get any better than this? In addition to receiving a CD format of the monthly call mailed to you, you'll also enjoy a surprise bonus gift. Be in on the secret. Join today at www.isnowthetime.com/special-tips.
Welcome to Sisters Talk Radio. Awaken the feminine power that glows in your heart. There are just certain heart-to-heart conversations you can only have with your sisters. The conversations you crave when you need to reconnect. Mona and Savitri explore our feminine power as they look at headline topics and what women are talking about. Join us on Sisters Talk Radio, Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern. Only on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Hi, everyone. We're back on Breakthrough Miracle Radio with Saskia, and we have our special guest, Don McCann, and he's talking about the miracle of aligning your body with the soul to achieve higher purpose. But before we go any further, Don, how can people connect with you?
Well, they can connect to me through the website, craniostructuralenergetics.com, and there's all sorts of information there to reach me, or they can connect to me via a phone number, 813-949-2933.
Thank you so much.
That's me at Structural Energetic Therapy. So there's numerous ways to reach me, and as usual, I'm very busy, but I do try to get back with people as soon as I can.
Oh, I know you do, and you've done amazing work on me and on my dog, and I'm always like fascinated, like how amazing and accurate you are, and you know, and you don't have to be there in your office, right? You do it by distance, as you were just telling me that you're working with somebody in Australia.
Right. So yeah, when we work energetically, we're not limited by physical presence. I mean, I can work with somebody in Australia or somebody in Japan or somebody right next door to me here in Tampa. It makes no difference on how effective it is.
I know I do most of my work, almost 99.9% of my work with people, you know, on Skype or on the phone. And I'm just fascinating how we can work that way. But Don, I want to go more deeply into, you know, you talk a lot about core distortion that we have that, and which is like 90% of all muscular skeletal pain. But what is core distortion, and why do we all have that?
Okay, so I can tell you what it is.
Where does it come from?
It comes from a twisting in our body that starts while we're in the uterus. We're still in the baby. We're still in utero. We've seen it in 16-week-old fetuses that we've been able to look at through the pictures, and some of them, of course, didn't survive and were in test tubes. But it's already observable. It's a twist. Now, there's several theories. One is that we are twisting partially to the DNA spiral. The other is that the twist comes to allow our intestines to form the way they have to form around the abdomen and all that. They're not in a straight line, and that's a biomedical explanation for it. But really, no one's addressed why it's there. It's there, and the National Geographic had an article where they're talking about the incomplete evolution of mankind, and they were saying that as we came from walking with our hands and our legs to just on our feet, we came fully erect, that when we were walking on our hands and our feet, both, that we having one leg forward and a twist in our body actually made us more effective. But when we stood up, we became less effective. I'm not seeing that any one is 100% accurate. I think they all have bits of truth in them. And what I do notice is everybody has this twist, and this twist causes the pelvis to be twisted and the base of the spine to be crooked. When this is the case, it doesn't get good support
and
for the rest of our life.
And does something happen at birth, Don? Do we get, you know, because birth. The cranial, I can just picture that.
It actually happens before birth. It happens while we're forming at 16 weeks still. A fetus at 16 weeks is already exhibiting it. So the birth oftentimes causes other problems because the cranium is compressed so tightly and then has to come back out and doesn't always come back out and freely form into balance either. And then we go ahead, when the spine is twisted from the lack of support, then the rest of the body twists, and that's where the musculoskeletal pain comes from. Many times accidents or emotional stresses or illnesses or just life experiences causes to go even further into this twisting and lack of support. And when that happens, pain comes up. And people really start looking for solutions when they're in pain. I like to look back and at some of the children I've worked with.
Yeah.
That just when they're born, if I work from at that point and take that twist out and give them support, it's like they develop faster, they're stronger, they're more coordinated, and they just, I mean, of course, I'm maybe partial to them, but they all seem to have a glow about them, a connection to people, a connection to their purpose here that just amazes me. It's like they're unlocked. Hello? Hello?
Hello? Are you there? Yeah, I felt
I'm here.
The connection. I don't know, as if the connection lost a bit. But Don, can you give an example of one of the children you worked with?
Okay. I'm going to talk about one that I'm actually going to see today. She's now 17 years old. And their mother brought her to me when she was 3 weeks old. And she had a torticollis, which means her head turned to one side and wouldn't go to the other side. And her father was an osteopath. And he had gone ahead and scheduled surgery for her at about 6 months, where they were going to do extensive surgery to try to free her neck. But he had this beautiful young girl, and he didn't want her to have to go through the surgery because it was rather extensive. So he brought her to me, and he said, you know, I know something about the cranium from being an osteopath, but someone said you did something special. Could you work with my daughter? So I worked with her, and in one session, the torticollis was gone. In fact, everybody was sitting there watching it just disappear, and when the mother called her baby to turn her head to the other side, it's like almost my heart stopped beating because her head came right around and chill bumps ran all over me. It was just amazing. Well, this girl has been an amazing athlete. She's a straight-A student. She's when every time I see her, I think this is someone that's only, she's now 16 years old, but I was always thinking at 12 when I saw her one time, it's like, this is no 12-year-old woman, this or a girl. This is almost like a woman that has a sense of purpose and understanding and connection and all this. And she's coming in today because she knows that if I do some further work with her muscles, she'll be able to compete better on the swimming team. And she wants to be as good as she can be. But she's always at the top of her class. She's always doing everything she wants to do and the way she wants to. But at 3 months, or excuse me, at 3 weeks was when I first worked with her. And her whole life has been amazing. Her mother always says, you know, I don't know what's different about her, but she's so amazing. Well, I told her to bring the other kids in. And she didn't bring them in because they didn't have problems. But this particular young woman is just amazing today. Talk about another one I worked with at about 3 years old, and she had coordination problems. She was always stumbling and falling. Well, as soon as I worked for her, she kind of like got up and she started walking around the room, and she was walking differently. Well, today she's one of the top gymnasts in the state of Florida, and she just amazingly just got this sense of balance and coordination, and she was someone that would, if there was a door, she'd walk into it, and she'd fall down at the slightest little bump or slightest little misstep, she'd be falling down, and she was always doing that. And she right now the bars and the gymnastic equipment is where she's, you know, stellar. So those are two examples of how children have developed amazingly well with this. One thing that I'd really like to do is someday be able to check IQs on them, because both of these children seem to be at the very top of their class and all that. And theoretically, if your body works better for you and you're not fighting the weaknesses or the imbalances in your body, you manipulate your environment better. And that's how our IQs develop at an early age. So I'd like to think that maybe, you know, we've found some way to help people that are have depressed IQ-wise or whatever to open that up and allow them to develop in a way much faster. But the other side that I always look at is the spiritual development. The ability to be happy, the ability to create a world that works for you down here and go through your lessons more easily. And I think not being in pain and being aligned in your body really helps that tremendously.
I believe so too. I really believe that when our bodies are not in good shape or when we have pain or other issues, it is just a bigger challenge to get to, I would say, to get to your purpose and get to your inner happiness. It's so important, and I'm sure you've seen this too.
Well, we see it that way. We see it, if your body feels good, you feel good, and you start to relate to people. We can see almost anybody that's in pain. We see their faces are worn and worried and tight, and they don't seem to be too much in a loving atmosphere. They don't seem to want to, you know, express love to people because they're hurting. They're focused on that pain. It's in the way. And basically, we all know that the more you expand the level of the heart, the more you're in your heart, the more you relate to the world from love, the better place is going to be, and the more wonderful things are going to happen for you.
Yeah, how do we get into our heart, Don?
Well, one way is to get into our bodies and have our bodies work for us.
Yeah.
We connect that heart with the lower chakras without those being blocked off. We release emotions that we've held on for years that we've held on to, painful emotions that we didn't want to let go of because they hurt. We want to be right, unfortunately. Somebody hurt us, and we're going to hold on to that pain to be right that they were bad. We do all sorts of crazy things, and it's only by letting that go and clearing the space that we can get that energy connected back to the heart and expand and go forward.
There are many people. We're heading for a break, I'm seeing, so we're going to talk about this more. You know, how do you get into your heart and to align with your purpose? We have an amazing guest here, Don McCann, and we're going to be right back after the break. Stay tuned.
She's faced the hardest times you could imagine.
You're tuned in to Transformation Talk Radio. think that Dr. Pat shows the cats meow? Just listen to what some of her transformative guests have had to say.
What's your personal message? What would you like to leave us with?
Believe in yourself always. Remember that you are a gift. You are a miracle. And the only way you can return any part of that gift is what you do with it. Live into yourself. Be that miracle.
I love it. Eldon Taylor, everyone.
And thank you, Pat. I love joining you. You're a wonderful host.
Thank you. And we're going to bring Eldon back because we've just haven't even scratched the surface here. Thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on.
Thank you for listening and keep us tuned in right here on Transformation Talk Radio.
Ugh, aren't you tired of the same old negative vibe? Hey, Valerie, have you heard about TransformationTalkRadio.com?
No, what's that?
Dr. Pat is launching a new network. And
Dr. Pat, how many hours is she going to be on?
It won't be all Dr. Pat. She'll be joined by her friends, transformative hosts from around the globe. TransformationTalkRadio.com is a 24/7 network.
24 hours of Dr. Pat and her guests?
No, 24 hours of Dr. Pat and her hosts.
Oh, my gosh, I'm so excited. Where's it going to be broadcast?
You're going to be able to hear her in Seattle, Boston, Connecticut, New York, Rhode Island, on over 300 cable radio stations, and on the Internet everywhere. Listen live at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Great! We should spread the word!
Absolutely, spread the word. Go to TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Stop. Get out of that car. Stop living your life in the passenger seat. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com and let us help you drive.
Hello, everyone. We're back on Breakthrough Miracle Radio, and we have our amazing guest, Don McCann. And Don, how can people connect with you?
They can connect with me through the website craniostructural energetics.com or by phone 813-949-2933.
Don, we were talking about, you know, connecting to our heart space. And can you expand a little about that? How do we get to that place?
Okay, there are many ways of getting to our heart space, but the one, my favorite way is use a light meditation. I bring light in through the top of my crown chakra, through the top of my head, from a source of light outside of me. And that's that higher power. And I bring it down like a waterfall into my heart. And I allow it to fill up like if a waterfall were constantly pouring into a pool, it would fill and expand.
Can you do that, please, Don, to everybody who's listening? I want to do this.
Oh, you want me to go ahead and guide everybody through?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, first of all, you need to sit erect and have your spine aligned and take a couple deep breaths and relax. And I'm going to run this through quickly. Once you do that, you want to close your eyes and envision light above your head, a source of light. And light can be any color light. It doesn't make any difference. And see that light flowing like a waterfall down through the top of your head, through the crown chakra, down into the space of your heart. And like water that would be flowing down, that light starts to accumulate in that area and starts to expand. And as it expands, it fills up and becomes more brilliant, and it becomes expansive, even more expansive. And just feel that area start to expand and the light become more brilliant. And just stay with that, that constant flow of light coming down from above you. It's always available. It's always flowing, filling the area of your heart, expanding, becoming intensifying. To it's not just the area of your heart. Feel your whole body start to expand as the light continues to fill you up, expand, and intensify. And let the light continue to do that. And as that continues, you can just stay with that light filling your heart, expanding and intensifying, and just continue to let it go as and go as far as it'll possibly go. And as that fills up, expands, and intensifies, your body will expand. In fact, the limits of your body oftentimes will cease to exist. All that'll be is the light expanding and intensifying. Letting the light expand and intensify, flowing down constantly from above. Now, so I don't take up the whole time on the air, I'm going to bring you back. So slowly bring your attention back to your body. Open your eyes and become present or aware of your surroundings. But feel what's happened in the area of the heart. That's a meditation that usually I'll do for 10 or 15 minutes a day.
Beautiful.
And from that place of the expanded heart, there I'll start, that's where I do my work. That's where I envision things. That's where I'll see myself with, you know, my higher purposes. That's where I'll be open to things coming through to me, information that I need to know or apply. But that's the area that I do my healing from. I get to where I can get to that space just by closing my eyes, and I'm just in contact with it because I've expanded that space, because it's like anything else. The more you do it, the easier it is to get to it, and the more exercised or more full and powerful it is.
It's beautiful, Don. And what happens when we are in that heart space? What are the benefits?
Well, when we're in the heart space, first of all, we relate to ourselves with love and acceptance. And that's the biggest thing, because the thing that cuts off from our wonderfulness and our connection to our higher purpose is our egos, our minds, and our pain. Mm. And that's all in our mind. If we get down into our heart, we find something of love and acceptance. And love and acceptance is a totally different way to relate to the world. So that's one benefit. The second benefit is it opens up all these potentials for healing and working with other people. Because the power of healing and all that comes from the power of love that's in our heart. And it also connects us to that higher power. And being connected to that higher power also allows us to manifest things in our lives that we couldn't manifest otherwise. I sometimes think that the heart should be running the show, not the mind.
If we could get to that place all the time, the world would be really a different place.
Yeah, and when we really look at it, sometimes in that light space in the heart, the differences between me and anybody else that's around me disappeared, where we're all just light. And it's kind of like experiencing that quantum reality of being totally connected, not feeling separate from anybody or anything else in the world, which is just really... It's really hard to relate to the world aggressively or in a negative way when you're connected to it.
Yeah.
You just see the flow, you see the connection, you see the wonder of it all. And that totally changes the way that you would relate to anybody.
Yeah, yeah. Don, to shift a little bit here, I know you did absolutely miracle work with aligning a baby in the uterus, and she or he came out completely aligned. Can you talk about that?
Yeah, this I had a client who I'd worked with for a while, had a severe scoliosis, and she would come in periodically just to get a little more work and all. And when she got pregnant, she said, "You know, the doctors told me it's likely to be more challenging because I'd had the scoliosis." And I said, "Well, yeah, but you can have a baby. There's no problem here." She says, "Well, I think some of my scoliosis was from heredity because my dad has it too, and I'm really afraid for my child." I said, "Well, we're going to do something here. I'm going to work on your baby," and it was about 4 months old at that time. I said, "I'm going to work on it while it's in your uterus, while it's inside of you, and when it comes out, I want you to bring it to me, and we'll check it and find out if we were successful." And she was really relieved to think that her baby was going to have a better start without having the basis of the scoliosis, which is a severe cord distortion. So I worked on the baby in utero, and I got a real sense of it in light and the changes taking place. And I was like, "This is really amazing. This is great. I'm almost certain this is going to be great." And about a day after the baby had been born, she came in because after a child's been born, I always like to work with the mothers to further align them to take care of all the stress of having carried the child and delivered. And she brought the baby, and I said, "Well, we're going to test the baby." And she said, "We're going to test the baby." I said, "Yeah, we're going to see what the work I did held." So we checked her baby using kinesiology, and the baby, and measuring leg length and stuff like that, and the baby was perfectly aligned. And she just broke down into tears because she was so afraid her baby was going to have the problems that she'd had in life. And already the cord distortion was out, and any curvatures were gone, and she was just thrilled. And that was the first time I'd worked on a fetus, and it's like, this is amazing. And then I thought, well, you know, why am I even being amazed anymore? It's like I've been so amazed by this work all along. Why would it be limited by the fact that the infant was in utero?
Yeah.
I mean, there's no limitation once there's a physical presence. It's there. It's energy, and we're working with energy. So there's no reason that this can't happen. But that's how kind of what my life looks like. I have to catch myself on my own limitations. As much as I try to expand and I'm doing this work, I still realize I have my perceptions of what I can do are limited.
Are you interested in learning about how to add more eco-conscious living into your life? Amy Tuwillis, broker and owner of Rhino Roz Realty, is dedicated to helping people buy and sell healthy homes. She strives to educate people on incorporating more green features into your environment. Rhino Roz Realty wants to be a resource before, during, and after a transaction. Whether someone is buying or selling a single-family home, multifamily, condo, or investment property, Rhino Roz can provide the service and knowledge that is needed to make informed decisions. For a free market analysis or more information about greening your home, contact Amy at rhinoroz.com, rhinoroz.com, or call 206-508-1250. Rhino Roz Realty, charging on your behalf in the Northwest.
Come alive and shine with the Alive and Shine radio show with Adil and Savitri. Widen your perspective, learn to heal yourself, and clarify your power of choice so that you feel truly alive and shine. The Alive and Shine radio show is your how-to guide for creating a life in which your dreams come true. Listen live each Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW or at AliveAndShineShow.com.
If you want to write a book, find your soulmate, change careers, Saskia helps her clients to reinvent their lives through her breakthrough program, 7 Gifts to Unlock Your Breakthrough Miracle.
The daily support, the guided meditation, the powerful exercises designed of the 7 gifts to unlock your miracle to expand awareness and help me to consciously create the life I want for myself and my family.
You'll learn her proven secrets to unlock your miracle in just 7 days.
You know, each day I look forward to discovering what new technique or tool Saskia offers us in order to find our highest purpose. It offers that daily. I am held accountable for my goals to live a healthy and happy life. Right now, I have renewed energy to write my book, and I even wrote my first chapter after only 5 days of this program.
Visit BreakthroughMiracle.com to receive your free 7 gifts to unlock your miracle or to schedule a free breakthrough session with Saskia. Call 978-302-0861.
Tune into Intuit University, compassionate guidance, connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard. Each Thursday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality, fun, and a magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring, as Sherry supports, inspires, and empowers you to create your highest good in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, spirituality, and more. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com.
Hello, everyone. We're back on Breakthrough Miracle Radio with Saskia, and we have our amazing guest, Dawn McCann. Before we go any further, if you want to have your breakthrough miracle, I have 7 free gifts to unlock your breakthrough miracle, and you can get them at www.breakthroughmiracles.com. You only not get the 7 free gifts, but you also get every Monday morning a soul card reading in your inbox. And if you go to breakthroughmiracles.com, that's the way to claim that. And before we go further, Dawn, how can people connect with you?
They can connect to me through Cranial Structural Energetics, the website, and they can connect to me through my phone number, which is 813-949-2933.
Great. Dawn, I was just asking you in our break time, I mean, you also are training people now, right, to apply cranial structure energetics.
Yes, we do it in a weekend training class, and we start off with developing the field of the heart through heart meditations, and then we go into various ways we can learn to correct the core distortion in the body, get rid of headaches, then we start addressing organ systems, balance the chakras, expand the intuitive psychic potential. And then we start working with things like or people's pets or people that are outside, so people really get an experience of working with people in their real life and having a positive effect with them energetically. So you take a weekend to do it, and it's one of the most enjoyable weekends I ever teach because I'm sitting there going into my heart almost the whole weekend into the heart space, and it's like everybody's in a great place when we end. And it's like very rested, very relaxed, very centered, very focused. And leave with skills. And it's not limited to people that are going to be professionals in the field doing healing as a professional healer, but anybody that wants to do good, anybody that wants to affect the people around them that they love, or children, or parents, or animals, or anybody, anything that can do better.
So we're really. Do you need to have a training for this, or can everybody just go there?
Anybody that wants to take it can take it. You have to have an ability to let go of rigid old beliefs that you can't do these things. You have to be willing to want to do good in the world, want to make a difference in someone's life, or help somebody out. Mm-hmm. And basically, I guess, keep your soul in the room, which is at least your soles of your feet in the room while we're doing it, so that you're present, so that you can learn the techniques.
Yeah, yeah. Dawn, what is the most, say, the weirdest case or the most crazy case you've worked on where you are like, well, I don't know, I'm doing it and it really worked?
Oh, that's kind of hard for me to say crazy, but most unique case maybe would be a better way of
putting
it.
Like the mind, for the logical mind, say that.
There was a baby that was born up in Tennessee that I was teaching a class of structural energetic therapy, and one of my students in the class says, Dawn, they pulled me aside to break, do you do me a favor? And I said, well, tell me what you want me to do. He said, my sister just delivered this baby, and the baby's not doing well. It's in an incubator, and it's not expected to live. It's failing. And I'm going, okay. And she says, do you think you could tune in and maybe send some energy to it or do something that would help the baby? So I said, yeah. And that was right at the beginning of class. So it's like, I'm here, and it's like, okay, now what do I do? Well, there was a time in class, and everybody was working on everybody, and everything was going well. So I just dropped into that space of the heart I talked about and envisioned that baby. And the baby was, the energy around the baby was very, very, very limited. And I could see, you know, maybe this baby doesn't want to be here. But I just held that baby in the light and just observed the light around the baby. And the baby started to expand and glow and expand and glow and got bigger and bigger. The message that came out was this baby didn't want to be here. It really didn't. And it's fear. And basically I got the fear of the baby that it wouldn't be loved for some reason. And so being held in the energy of the heart, the baby started to glow and glow and glow. And after a while, it just quit expanding, and it was just glowing real good. So I just came back, and time-wise, I have no idea how much time it was, but it wasn't very, very much, 30 or seconds to a minute probably. Uh-huh. That was at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. At 5 o'clock in the afternoon, she called her sister, and the baby had turned around at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. At 4:30, they took it off the respirator, and at 5 o'clock when she's talking to her sister, the baby was nursing.
Wow.
And I was like, holy cow.
Yeah.
This is just amazing. And it's like, okay, now what my place I always take is, did this work cause that, or was the baby going to do that anyway? I don't have any idea. But I do know what my experience was in working with the energy of that child. And it corresponded time-wise to when the baby turned around. So that was just pretty darn amazing.
Don, how do we apply this on ourselves? Because, you know, your story inspires me. You know, you were holding this baby in the light, basically. That was what you were doing, right? You know, surrounding it with light and loving light. How do we apply this on ourselves?
Well, first of all, developing the space of the heart, we're in a very good place. Now, from that place, we can envision ourselves either in a mirror or holographically an image of light inside, that we're in the heart, and we start to envision another image of ourselves in light. And in so doing, just observe it and watch it change, watch it grow, watch it expand. And anytime you're doing that, you can also put in certain affirmations like, I am healthy, I am happy, I am loved, I am wealthy, I am successful, I am famous. You could put whatever affirmations you wanted to in, and just hold that affirmation in light and watch it grow. And that's one of my favorite ways of doing that. I do that almost nightly working with myself.
Donna, what do you do, because I want to make sure the listeners get it, you surround yourself with light, or you fill yourself with light?
Well, first of all, I do the light meditation.
Yep.
And once I have nothing but light there, I envision in the middle of that light an image of myself, but it's an image in light. And it won't always have a physical form definition to me, but I recognize it as myself. And then I hold whatever that affirmation is I want and just keep observing myself. And when the light expands, that's me, that is the image of myself, then I know the change has happened.
Yeah.
Or that it's becoming manifest or real. And I can run through 5 or 6 affirmations at one time doing that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And you keep expanding the light around you and through you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And it's almost like since I'm in that point of the light pouring in from the top, above me, down into my heart, I don't have to do anything but observe.
Exactly.
I don't have to work at this. I just have to allow it to happen and keep my focus by observing.
That's what I like from Matrix Energetics, and that's where we met each other, that it's always like, you know, it's observing. It's not like doing anything, because we really get in the way. We have to get out of the way. And that's
exactly.
That's it.
Higher power has a whole lot more wisdom than I do. Why would I want to get in its way?
Yeah. Right. And we do that all the time with our minds. How do we quiet our minds? We have very little time, but how do we quiet our minds?
Well, and spend more time in our hearts.
Yeah.
Develop that heart space and spend more time in the heart, and then just learn to observe that mind. And it's doing its job. It's on 24/7, chatter, 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 chatter.
Yeah.
But when you're in the heart, it's so clear that that's not who you are. That's just your mind out there doing its thing. And the more you spend in the heart, the less you pay attention to it, and the more peaceful, quiet time you have available to yourself.
Yeah. Wow, that is so beautiful. And I'm almost at the end of the show, Don. Say one more time how people can connect with you.
craniostructuralenergetics.com, and they can call me by 813-949-2933.
Well, thank you so much, Don. I think everybody has thoroughly enjoyed it, and it was so great to reconnect with you, and I would love to have you back on the show again, so I'm sure we can make that happen. And for everybody else, you know, we are back next week with our show. We have Navjit Kandola talking about releasing inner tension. And I wish you a wonderful week. Stay in your heart space, and we'll talk next week. This was Saskia.
You've been listening to Breakthrough Miracles, where you move from stuck to unstoppable. Tune in each Wednesday at 9 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and discover what happens when you live a miracle-filled life. Begin a journey to a life with abundance, adventure, and happiness beyond imagining with your host, Saskia Roel. Let Saskia and her guests show you how to take the first step, release your fears, listen to your soul, and give birth to your biggest dreams. Visit BreakthroughMiracles.com to receive your free 7 gifts to unlock your breakthrough miracle, or to schedule your soul coaching session with Saskia. Visit BreakthroughMiracles.com or call 978-302-0861. That's 978-302-0861.
Ugh, aren't you tired of the same old negative vibe?
Hey, Valerie, have you heard about TransformationTalkRadio.com?
No, what's that?
Dr. Pat is launching a new network. And
Dr. Pat?
Dr. Pat.
How many hours is she going to be on?
It won't be all Dr. Pat. She'll be joined by her friends, transformative hosts from around the globe. TransformationTalkRadio.com is a 24/7 network.
24 hours of Dr. Pat and her guests?
No, 24 hours of Dr. Pat and her hosts.
Oh, my gosh, I'm so excited. Where's it going to be broadcast?
You're going to be able to hear her in Seattle, Boston, Connecticut, New York, Rhode Island, on over 300 cable radio stations, and on the Internet everywhere. Listen live at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Great, we should spread the word.
Absolutely, spread the word. Go to TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Stop. Get out of that car. Stop living your life in the passenger seat. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com and let us help you drive.
Transform your life.
Transformation, transformation, transformation talk radio. Transformation, transformation, transformation talk radio.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. Transforming the world one listener at a time.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour. Transformation Talk Radio showcases a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, education, and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Our hosts bring together some of the planet's most preeminent and visionary change makers, best-selling authors, motivational speakers, leading-edge scientists and futurists, environmentalists and educators, world-renowned spiritual leaders, inventors, filmmakers, artists, mystics, and healers that are stimulating and supporting individual and collective growth. Get ready to create positive cultural shifts on Transformation Talk Radio. Join us in making a meaningful difference in the world. TransformationTalkRadio.com. That's TransformationTalkRadio.com.
You're tuned in to Transformation Talk Radio. Think the Dr. Pat Show's the cat's meow? Just listen to what some of her transformative guests have had to say.
What's your personal message? What would you like to leave us with?
Believe in yourself always. Remember that you are a gift. You are a miracle. And the only way you can return any part of that gift is what you do with it. Live into yourself. Be that miracle.
I love it. Eldon Taylor, everyone.
And thank you, Pat. I love joining you. You're a wonderful host.
Thank you. And we're going to bring Eldon back because we've just haven't even scratched the surface here. Thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on.
Thank you for listening. And keep us tuned in right here on Transformation Talk Radio.
Transformation Talk Radio, a higher consciousness perspective. The hosts on Transformation Talk Radio offer a positive and new paradigm shift, a new vision for a collective future. They are empowering and helping all of us experience a powerful wave of personal shifts and cultural change as we break through to even greater levels of awareness. Take down our toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819. Call in, connect, make sure you tap into some of the world's most empowering psychics, healers, and more. Get an on-air reading with the best. Tune in, TransformationTalkRadio.com. Hey, everybody, we'll see you there.
Stimulating talk
gets those synapses in your brain firing really fast.
All the time.
The number one.
Transformation Talk Radio.
Transformation Talk Radio, a higher consciousness perspective. The hosts on Transformation Talk Radio offer a positive and new paradigm shift, a new vision for a collective future. They are empowering and helping all of us experience a powerful wave of personal shifts and cultural change as we break through to even greater levels of awareness. Take down our toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819. Call in, connect, make sure you tap into some of the world's most empowering psychics, healers, and more. Get an on-air reading with the best. Tune in, TransformationTalkRadio.com. Hey, everybody, we'll see you there.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of the Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat.
and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host@transformationtalkradio.com.